Good evening. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. This is the evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I should tell you that Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. And support for KUAF comes from the EurekaSprings.org website, a guide for shopping, art galleries, historic tours, and spa locations. The site also includes information on horseback riding, canoeing, hiking, and other outdoor activities on the web at EurekaSprings.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the thin line of changing a public park without disturbing its natural balance. The city of Rogers is eyeing changes for Lake at Atlanta.
Plus, musical advice from Mark O'Connor. He'll be on stage tomorrow night at Walton Arts Center and, using Northwest Arkansas as an influence, plans for an innovation hub develop in Central Arkansas. That's all ahead on this edition of Ozarks. But first, I want to tell you that this is still the year-end fundraiser at KUF. The phone volunteers are gone.
Yes, thanks to all of them who came in bright and early this morning to start answering phones at 6.
And we'll be in tomorrow morning as well.
We will.
But right now, if you'd like to contribute, perhaps you've been thinking about it, but you haven't done so yet, we do have a very easy way that you can contribute.
Yes, you can go to supportkuaf.com and make your contribution there. You get to choose the amount and you get to choose the method. One of the big motivations for the year-end fundraiser this year is because the area has grown so much, we are no longer considered a rural radio station. And that means we're no longer eligible for some federal money that we have been receiving. And so we're actually getting $66,000 less this year.
That's right. And the idea behind this is that since we have grown so much, because when you consider the booming population of Northwest Arkansas, then you throw in the Fort Smith Metro, you're talking more than 700,000 people mm-hmm. in our listening area. Well, that would put us, if you combine those two areas, that puts us in one of the top 100 markets in size in the country. Hmm. So in that respect, we're not a rural station. But that also means there are a lot of people that listen to us.
Yes.
And we know that. We have the research that shows us there are more people listening than ever before. But we need to hear from more people who are contributors than ever before. And you can contribute in the amount of your choice online at supportkuaf.com. And the reason we ask for that money is because we have to pay for programs like Fresh Air and Performance Today. They come with a price tag. So you can make your contribution right now online at supportkuaf.com.
And thank you.
A week of winter weather and bad road conditions is leaving the Red Cross in Arkansas seeking donations to make up for lost blood drives. Marcy Manley, a communication program manager for the American Red Cross, says the last few weeks of a calendar year are already a slow time for blood drives.
Between November and January, we see a decline in donations. People have holiday travel that they want to do, seasonal illnesses get in the way, and then inclement weather.
She says the ice, snow, and sleet that covered the region for the past several days brought donations to a near standstill.
Across the region, that really includes Arkansas, Southwest Missouri, and the Memphis, Tennessee area. That's our region as we know it. We had to cancel around 3 dozen blood drives, and that means that we missed out on about 1,000 donations that we had planned on collecting.
Several blood drives have been scheduled for the days leading up to the holidays, including a blood drive tomorrow from 8:30 until 3:30 at Springdale High School. A full list of area blood drives can be found at redcrossblood.org.
Arkansas health officials are pushing for more residents to get flu shots this winter. Dr. Eric Crumbaugh with the Arkansas Pharmacist Association says the state led the country last year in the rate of children who died from influenza. He says there are indications that flu shots will be needed this year.
Last year was an extremely bad season, and it peaked in early January, and so it peaked a little bit earlier than we thought it would. And also, if you look at the statistics from this year, we're already on track to have a very similar season to last year. So we think that we may have another severe season on our hand.
So far this season, 2 Arkansas children and 2 Arkansas adults have died from flu-related ailments.
The Walton Family Foundation is giving the University of Arkansas more than $2 million to help fund programs connected to the university's College Access Initiative. Portions of the grant will also be directed toward the Center for Multicultural and Diversity Education at the U of A. The $2.1 million grant is the largest in the school's history to be given toward diversity programs. Leslie May Yingling, the director of College Access Initiative and Diversity Affairs Outreach, says some of the money will also be used to expand ACT training for high school students at schools in the Arkansas Delta.
One of the sort of cornerstone programs of the College Access Initiative, which is a program that I direct, and it is a college readiness outreach program, is that ACT Academy. It's actually how we got initial support for our larger program. We've been serving a couple hundred students for the past couple of years. We started smaller just a few years ago with only 50 students and then about 80, and now we've been serving 200 a summer. Now we'll be able to serve an additional 50 students per year.
The funds will directly benefit students from Phillips County and students who have graduated from public charter schools around the state.
The NCAA is bringing 4 postseason championships to Fayetteville over the course of the next few years. Yesterday, the NCAA announced the University of Arkansas would serve as a host of the 2014 Men's and Women's Cross Country Regionals. The 2015 NCAA Men's and Women's Indoor Track and Field National Championships, the 2016 Cross Country Regionals, and a Gymnastics Regional in 2017. Since joining the SEC in 1992, the university has served as host for more than 80 conference, regional, and national championships.
Cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain throughout the region, including possibly some freezing rain tomorrow morning in northwest Arkansas. Afternoon highs tomorrow should be in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, 90% chance of rain, lows from 30 to 35.